we're going to go into the Goodwill in Salem, New Hampshire. I specifically came here because I wanted to show you how wildly overpriced this Goodwill is. So let's go inside and see what they're doing today. Okay, so what am I looking for? I'm looking for shelves. We painted our condo in February and I've hung like nothing up. So I just found this and this two pack. This is $4 and this is $3. So you're coming home with me. I'm gonna get that for one of my siblings. Which one of you want it? And I know I just said this is the most expensive Goodwill ever, but I feel like that's actually reasonably priced. It's just so unorganized here. Whereas the one I went to yesterday, the store is incredibly organized. This is just always chaos. They used to have a ton of artwork and mirrors, and I'm not seeing any of it now. But if I needed a Halloween costume, they got plenty. I kind of love this, and we have a giant clock in our living room because we just always feel the need to be able to know what time it is. Because bedtime is important. What is this? What is that? Somebody answer. I actually love this. I think I'm gonna get it. They've really reorganized the store and I don't like it. But I have found some good things so far and that never happens here. So there's two of these. I feel like they're really nice for $5 each. But I would have to paint the frame because I don't want gray. So I think I might get them. Okay, so here's what I'm talking about when it comes to things that are incredibly overpriced. You ready? This loft jacket. Yeah, still has a tag on it. $50. Okay, this burgundy skirt. INC. 30. Yeah. It's just wild to me. Two tags. Okay, so we were in there for about 30 minutes. I got these two frames. I don't... So rude of gravity. Okay, those are $5 each. I got this was $4. These were $3. I spent $17. Okay. So that is the Salem, New Hampshire Goodwill. It is wildly overpriced, as you could see.